Moshe Avda. Moshe is mentioned once, incidentally. It's a very important point.
And that's
Hashem.
The phrase is the important point.
Eved. Moshe was only right. Eved. Moshe was not Moshe that's was the not the, the primary principle, Hashem. But this is the age-old question and the age-old answer. Again, why is Moshe not mentioned? He was the one that did everything, mamish, from beginning to end, from soup to nuts. From soup to nuts, and guess what? No mention. Hakar Satoif. The whole night is all about Hakar Satoif, the parish of Bikurim. Sheinach HaKofi Toif, so don't you think you should not be Kofi Toif to Moshe Rabbeinu? You should give him at least a little credit. Somewhere, something. What's happened to Moshe? It's not a good kash. The kash is a lot better than the answer. No, okay, that's the common answer. I want to tell you another simple answer. A very simple answer. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem at the time of the Egel, if you don't forgive the people, Hashem says to Moshe, these people, we're done with them, we're finished. We're finished, we're going to wipe them all out and we're going to start all over again and we're going to start with you, your children, Gershom and Eliezer. Could you imagine Gershom and Eliezer? What became of Gershom and Eliezer? We don't really find them playing a very significant role in Jewish history. And Hashem says, it's a pillow. What happened? Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to wipe them all out and we're going to start a new nation with you. What does that mean exactly? You. Moshe is not going to live forever. And at that point in time, Moshe had two children, Gershom and Eliezer. So that would means that your children will be, you'll be Avraham, Gershom will be Yitzchak, and Eliezer will be Yaakov. And they'll say in Shemon Esrei, Elokei Moshe, Elokei Gershom, Elokei Eliezer. Isn't that what it means? How else do you want? Well, Moshe going to have new children? Moshe is now going to get married and have more children now? 120 years old? Well, 100, it was 80 now, 80 years old. It's an old kasha. Basically, there are no guarantees. That's the answer to that question. There are no guarantees for nothing. If Klal Yisrael doesn't do what they're supposed to do, all the haftachas, that's what it is. Oh, there's a bris ben abasarim. It's not so poshut. If you don't do yours, Hashem's, good, it's a side question. Isn't the Pella? Hashem says to Moshe,
who's Baal HaGadah that decided to do that?
So that's a good question. Who's the Baal HaGadah? So the legend is that Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah. That's the legend. There is no answer to that question. Who wrote the Haggadah? Who is the author of the Haggadah? The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah? Is it Eliyahu HaNavi? No one knows. In the beginning,
goes later, because the stories that are in the Gemara are after the Anshei Knesset Golah.
Absolutely. No, okay, the Anshei doesn't really span from the whole Bayis Sheni.
All right. Rabbi Elazar, that this is long after the Anshei Knesset Golah existed.
Towards the end of the Bayis Sheni. Yeah, so he was after.
This was it.
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
You could say Elio because he never died, and all the Tanoim when they met him in the graveyard and here and there. So
that was it. So maybe certain parts were added later on. Okay, I don't know. It's a topic, and it's a tough topic, and it's very hard to get a clear answer. Who is the author? I remember vaguely the Masifta Haggadah, the very good Haggadah. It's called, you know, from the same one who did the Talmud, the Masifta, they published a number of years ago, very, very good Haggadah, really like encyclopedia, and they have a whole section on, it's presented in a very beautiful way, all the opinions, they collected from everything they can possibly find, the Eitz HaChachma, who is the author of the Haggadah, they have a whole collection of answers.
I want to tell you something really, when the Corona started, so I was sitting with my wife, no, and every kid, son, daughter, grandchildren, each and every one sent us something about the Haggadah. And then at the end, a month after that, they printed it, they made like a book, Haggadah Shel Mishpachat
Kiloni, Shiloni. Who everyone together? A composite. In this case, so it was a collection of people, of your children.
Pictures, each
So there must be some, there must be that, that the Haggadah was, there were many contributors to the Haggadah, the way we have it today. All right, whatever it is. Look, they say, I never counted, but supposedly if you count Haggadah, there's exactly 1,820 words in the Haggadah. Okay, in the Misifta, in the Misifta Haggadah, I've never seen it done so well. In the again, the same one who published the Misifta over here on the shelf over here, they published a fantastic Haggadah. It's not a Jewish Haggadah, it's basically a malakade of Yediyas on the Haggadah, and they have a section of Girsois. And it seems they've collected every Haggadah they can find, they can get their hands on in the world, all the old, and they've basically, based that whole section, basically go through the Nusach, and they show you all the Shinei Nusachos of every it's a very impressive presentation of all the different Nusachos of the Haggadah. Mm-hmm. And after everything is said and done, they write this in many different svarim, is that supposedly there's supposed to be exactly 1,820 words in the Haggadah, which is exactly the number of times Hashem's name appears in Tanakh, Yudke Vavke, appears in Tanakh 1,820 times, which is not so silly because I think it really appears 1,823 times, and there's 1,820 words in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And there's another long collection. There's a lot. 1,820 is a very popular number. I have a collection of at least 10 things, 10 maybe even more of 1820. 1820 is a very important number in Judaism, and that's the number, approximately the number of words in the Haggadah. You have nothing better to do? Count, and you'll figure out if it's true or not. In any event, going back, so this to me is a general question. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechenina misifrich asher kosofta. If you do not, Hashem's response. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to the Chedor Egel, everything, the glorious story of the Exodus, everything I've done for the Jewish people, forget it. We're gonna wipe them all out. It's gonna be not even known. It's gonna be maybe in a museum, if even that, who knows? And we're gonna start all over with you, Elokei Moshe, Elokei Gershom, Elokei Eliezer, which is very bizarre. You know why it's so bizarre? Because we have a tradition that every Havamina, at least, has a kiyum. If Hashem had a Havamina that Eliezer and Gershom, Moshe's descendants, would be the new Klal Yisrael, so how come we don't find Eliezer and Gershom playing a prominent role in the history and in the trajectory of Klal Yisrael? Hashem was Meichel Klal Yisrael, but if Hashem had a Hava Amina, we have this rule, this is a rule which goes throughout, a Hava Amina that Moshe would be the new Manig of Klal Yisrael, the new Elokei Avraham. So how come, in fact, we find that the grandchildren of Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Yeshua, which one was it? Which one was Eliezer, Gershom, I don't remember which child, was a janitor in a church. He didn't have parnasa. No one wanted to support him. He had no choice but to be a janitor in a church. Pesel Mich, that's what he did. It's a fair shapasis. It's in the Sefer, and the Sefer Shoftim. A shocking Moshe's Einikol. Moshe's Einikol. They let Moshe's Einikol be a janitor in a church. How you talking? Because he can't find Parnassa? What's going on? Where do we find the Hava Amina of Hashem being Niskaim? Tzorich in Godel Admoid. In any event, that's a side point. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says to Hashem, if you don't forgive the Jewish people, forget it. I'm out. I quit. Now do I quit? Mecheni no misifrich asher kosoft. Hashem. Mi asher chotoli. Don't say that. Okay. So Moshe, did Hashem erase Moshe Rabbeinu's name from the Sefer Torah? He didn't. How many times does his name appear in the Sefer Torah? I think 345 times. Is that correct? 345 times is Moshe's name in the Sefer Torah. Pretty good. Obviously, Hashem did not listen. Could be. That's, is that was why I would. I'm making a mistake. Maybe I have to go Got to go check it out. There's no doubt about it. Moshe's name is not left out. It's all over the place. It's wherever you turn this Moshe. What are you going to tell me? In Parashas Tetzaveh? You know, everyone knows that. I'm not going to make everyone knows this Torah. Parashas Tetzaveh. Moshe's name is not mentioned. First of all, his name really is there. The Atah is even more prominent. The whole parasha begins with his name. The Atah, you. All right, but his name is not there. So we all know when it comes to parasha that we feel very good for our, we make ourselves feel good. Ah, Moshe said, no, his name is not mentioned in Tetzaveh because it doesn't say his name. It says the Atah, you. And by the way, you know, because you were a mess, you told me, his name is not mentioned in Chumash Devarim Kemat, right?
Only in a couple of...
It's not. So Moshe, how come no one there says... Because Hashem is talking, Moshe is doing the talking. When Moshe is doing the talking, Memela does the greatest Gilui of Moshe.
Yeah, but we know that when you address someone, if you say, how are you, as one condition, how is Mr. Smith doing, because Moshe...
But by Hashem, by... That's when you're a katan. When Hashem says V'atah, you Hashem's friend. It's even a greater madrega by a Talmud and a Rebbe. But the Rebbe calls the Talmud. It's a chibur. The same way in Chumash Devarim, no one lost sleep over the fact that Moshe's name is not mentioned kemat in the whole Chumash Devarim. No one lost sleep about this because Moshe is doing the talking. Right? So no one's losing sleep that his name is not mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh when Hashem begins the parasha. You Moshe. The word V'atah is even a hechad of Madrega. You command. So it's a very schwach answer to tell me that Moshe, it was Niskayim, Micheni no Misifcha Sherkosovta, that his name is not mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh. Yeah, I know the answer. We've all heard this 1,000 times. But it's not such a good answer. It's not Parashas Tetzaveh this week, so we can say, come on, what kind of answer is that? V'atah Tetzaveh. It's just like no one's coming to talk about the Chumash Devarim because Moshe is doing the talking. So when Hashem says V'atah, you with an aleph, you Tetzaveh. Okay, come on, Moshe's front and center. The whole it's all about Moshe. So where then was it Niskayim? Micheni no, misifrcha asher kosofta. Do you know what the answer is? The Haggadah. The Haggadah is a safer. Look, not only a safer, it's a multi-million-dollar business. You know how many Haggadahs there are? It's a book. Is the safer? Is the Haggadah? Think about it. Is the Haggadah a safer? Is it a Megillah? Is it an Igeres? How would you define the Haggadah? How would you define it? You have a Makor in Chazal? No. Is it a Megillah? What is it? What would you? It's a lot to say. There's a lot. 1,820 words. What would you call that? You don't write it on parchment. There's no din. I never, ever, ever heard such a thing. Don't worry. There are a lot of people that have crazy ideas. They'll make some money. Haggadah al haklaf. We say the Haggadah al haklaf. Right? Let's say, oh, come to us, Tisha B'Av. We read Eicha in the morning from a Megillah and Al Klaf. Even though it doesn't say anywhere to do that, maybe in some later modern Sfarim, it says you should lay in the Megillah's Eicha by Shachris. We lay Megillah's Eicha in public Al Klaf. Where does it say to do that? It says in Shulchan Aruch to do that. It says in the Ramah. Where did you get this from? Yeah, you'll find Makaris, but in shul, in public, privately, you could say privately when you get home, you can say privately. Anaya Shulchan Aruch, that we lain after we do Kriya Satira, we lain from the Navi, and then we lain the Megillah ala Klaf in the Beis HaKnesses Barabin. Anaya Shulchan Aruch. If you know the Kinois, you know that the text of the day is Yirmiyah, is the Haftarah. It's incredible, it appears to be in ignorance.
Aren't the people who read the other Chamesh Megillahs from
a clock? Yeah. But you lay in the Megillah at night. At night. At night you lay in the Megillah. By day you lay in Yirmiyah. And the kinois is a commentary on the Haftarah. If you learn the kinois, it's clear as day, is that in the daytime, there's no Megillah in the day. At night, Eicha Yoshva Bodod, Ha'ir Abosiyam, you lay in the Megillah at night. At night, you lay in the Megillah. By day, you lay in Sefer Yirmiyah. You lay in the Haftarah. That's the book that you lay in by day, with a bracha before, bracha after, and then the kinois continue. It is a commentary on Yirmiyah's words of prophecy of gloom and doom. That is the kinois. The kinois is a takeoff on Yirmiyah, not on Eicha. Eicha is at night, and you want the kinois you say at night is Eicha. By day, it's Yirmiyah. To go after the Haftarah, to lay in Eicha, you are perverting, you are downgrading the chashivus of the Haftarah. Exactly. Privately. Privately. After the kinois are over and you daven, you totally finish. What are you going to do today? You should lay in Eicha. Eicha. Not even publicly. Privately. Privately. You see in the papers, come, we have a new service, like the Mamash Reform. New service. It's a new service. What are you talking about? What are you doing over here? What are you making your halachas over here? Okay, so I'll say, you'll see. Laying the Haggadah on Klaf. Nayadin. I'm just joking with you, but I'm trying.
You heard it here first.
What? You heard it here first. They'll blame me. Yeah, really. Okay, so what is the Megillah? What is the Haggadah? Would you call it a Sefer? What would you call it? Would you call it a Megillah? Would you call it an Igeres? Chazal have words. They have a nice vocabulary. I never heard a word used to define the Haggadah. V'igata l'mincha l'chor, and the Torah is telling you, use your own, you know, we have a text today. Everything's standardized. V'igata, the Takkah, maybe l'chor, there is no, it's not a Sefer. It's not a Megillah. It's not an Igeres. The Torah wants you to naturally, new, Tell your children, relate. There is no book. That's the Pasha Pshat. Haggadah, right, that's what I just said. Leman tisaper biyoznei vincha v'gadata bedavka. You don't make it into a book. There is no book. So that's my Hagdamah. Well, today it became a script. The Torah didn't give you the script. The Torah taught us naturally. But today, see, but here's the point I want to make. Today, though, that's a Hagdamah. That what I did, the Hagdamah, is a disclaimer that what I'm telling you now is not really correct. But I want to say it anyway. So that's why I want to give you the disclaimer that I told you I'm about to tell you now is not correct. The Haggadah really is a book. Again, I told you the disclaimer that it's not true, but it's a book. It's not just a book of V'Gadata. It's a book that has evolved over 3,000 years of Golos, 3,000 years of history, that is the story of the Jewish people. I'll prove this to you. It is a fact. There is no text in Jewish history that has been used more as a springboard for everything. For everything. If every, go into the bookstore today, it's mind-boggling. I mean, the statistics, I was reading about this or hearing about this, the number of Haggadahs that have been published throughout the ages is staggering. And basically, every single personality, every single person, this is what you do, you make a Haggadah on their Torah. There's the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, did he write a Haggadah? He didn't. But you know how many Haggadahs there are today? The Chassam Sofer Haggadah. The Chazon Ish, did he write a Haggadah? No. But you know how many? The Chazon Ish Haggadah. 10 of them. Chaim Kinievsky, how many Haggadahs are there on the shelf now? The Chaim Kinievsky Haggadah. Did he write a Haggadah? No, he didn't write a Haggadah. He wrote on these esoteric concepts, top topics. He never. A Haggadah is a text which has been used traditionally in Jewish history to as a magnet, as a springboard to capture the personality, the achievements, the legacy of everything, of every person that is worth discussing, and every conflict, like the Holocaust Haggadah. There are a lot of Haggadahs. The theme of the Haggadah is the Holocaust. So write a book on the Holocaust. Just write a book on the Holocaust. We did that already. Doesn't sell so well. We need a text to anchor what we want to bring out about the Holocaust. If we'll write a book on the Holocaust, yeah, it's a book on the Holocaust. But it adds much more flavor when we can take the book that we wrote about the Holocaust and we can anchor every single idea and concept in the book in a passage of the Haggadah. Zionism. You want to write a book about Zionism? Gesundheit. But you'll be a much more successful if every idea and concept that you want to present in book form, anchor it to a passage in the Haggadah. You'll find it. You'll find it. Go through from the beginning of from Holach Ma'anya or from Kiddush. You will find the perfect sentence, expression, where you can use as a Dibur HaMaschil to bring out a chapter in your book. Every one of the Gedolei Yisrael, someone has come along and has taken their major contribution to Klal Yisrael, whether it's Chidushei Torah or their leadership of what they've done, and they've anchored their achievements to a sentence, to a passage somewhere in the Haggadah. This is a fact. If you don't believe me, go to Bigel Eisen and look what they have there. And that's just a tiba shebiyam. Of you can't even imagine how, I even my own family. Okay, my great-grandfather, the Reish Rav, so he wrote a lot of things. And we would love to republish everything, and there's no money to republish, and it's a major, major work. And my cousins who are on top of this, and Iluim, I tell them, make a Haggadah. Just make a Haggadah. Take the most, you know, the things that are the most famous things that he said, his big chidushim, and make a Haggadah. And in the Haggadah, you can publish a shtickle biography. And this is what everyone does today. It's manageable. It's bite size. It's one volume, costs $20. You write a little biography, and you take the main ideas, and you anchor them to certain passages. This is what the whole world does. This is the book of Jewish history. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, if you're not going to save Klal Yisrael, nicheni no misifrecha asher kosofta." Chazal, every Hava Amina, the words of a tzaddik, they don't go back empty-handed. Where? So where did it happen? Moshe's all over the Torah. He wasn't erased from the Torah. Don't tell me to tzav, I gave you all shmuz. You know where he's not mentioned? The Haggadah. The book of the world, the book of Jewish history, the book that encompasses everything that happened to the Jewish people. I'll prove it to you. Go to the bookstore. Is the Haggadah. And guess whose name is not there? Moshe Rabbeinu. What a crime. This is a cardinal crime. This is an offense that's beyond belief. The whole Haggadah is Akaras HaToiv. You can't have a shtickle Akaras HaToiv to Moshe Rabbeinu. He did everything from soup to nuts. There's no Akaras HaToiv to him because it's going to take away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not going to take away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We all know that. Moshe is the Eved Hashem. He's not there, except for one time. Rabbi Yossi mentioned one time. Okay, Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdoi. Okay, so we do give him a little teeny credit, but 99% of the Haggadah, this is it. This is the book. Zehu. And it opens up a world of commentary. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Look what he gave up for us. Adarabba v'adarabba. He's the elephant in the room. We're talking over here about devotion, dedication, leadership, loyalty, every milah you could have in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu.
You talk to the children and they know Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh, they certainly do.
And where is he?
Where is he? He's right. He's all over the place. How come he's not mentioned? That itself is a commentary on his greatness. How far he went for us. He told Hashem, you know something? I'll give it all up. I'll give everything up for these people. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned in the Haggadah is a statement, a banner all over the Pesach Seder. The dedication, the devotion, the love. Moshe went so far for us, even to say, Mecheini no misifrach asher kosofta, and it was fulfilled. It was fulfilled. He's taken, not in the Haggadah. There's no mention of him except for that one time. That itself is a commentary on the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the book of Mecheini no misifrach asher kosofta. That's the book. This is where it is. And him not being mentioned is an incredible revelation of what real Jewish leadership is. The ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate legacy of how far Moshe was willing to go for Klal Yisrael. That's the Haggadah. That is the Haggadah. Moshe not being mentioned. How far and devoted, sincere a leader has to be. Okay, let's now go to another idea. The Haggadah begins. Now, there's a classic question everyone asks. This is like probably the question of the Yisoy, the brisk. It's a brisk of art. And if you have not heard this 100 times, then you're living under a rock. What's the question? There really should be a fifth question in the Haggadah. There's really a fifth question, which is the elephant in the room. Fifth question. What's the chelik between Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim, the whole year, and the night of Pesach? You should really add it into the Haggadah. Shabachol haleilois anu oimrim ani Hashem lochem asher tzeis yischem yeretz Mitzrayim liyos lochem alukim. Every single night of the year, we mention there's a mitzvah deraisa to remember yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Every single night of the year, we remember Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why we say Kriyashma. We say the parasha of Vayomer to say ani Hashem lochem asher tzeis yischem yeretz Mitzrayim liyos lochem alukim. So what's special about tonight? What's the big deal? You're telling us tonight we're devoting to Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's what this is all about? We clean for Pesach. We go Meshuggah, spend all this money, four cups of wine and matzah to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Well, you don't think I dive in Maariv every night? I don't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? It's not a mitzvah deraisa l'man tizkor es yom seischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha as the yomim kol yimei chayecha halelois. Right? Isn't that the fifth question in the Haggadah? And what's the answer? Oh, the answer enters the briskerov. Enters the briskerov. Oh, the whole year it's, you say it to yourself. The night of Pesach it's she'ela u'teshuva. Question and answer, a father and a child. You have to elaborate, you have to relive the experience. A whole long list of answers to define precisely the difference between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim tonight versus the whole year. Maschil bignus u'masayim b'shvach, she'ela u'teshuva, question answer form. Father and child. We live the experience, not just the zecher for the experience. Many answers, and that's all part of the basic. This is really elementary. Elementary, okay, very nice. So now that we know the answer to the fifth question of the Haggadah, let's get on with the service and let's have the question and answer. Maschil bignus m'sayim b'shvach avubein, and to relive the experience. If that's taka the case, I have a very big question. Very, very big question. Why do we bother with this whole memra in the Haggadah? We have a lot to discuss. We have the Maise, very nice, the Maise, Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua, Rabbi Elizabeth, Rabbi Ben Azariah. And then we come to this passage. Omar, Rabbi Elozer Ben Azariah, Ari Anikaven, Shemshana. As if I'm 70 years old. V'loi zochisi, shete omer, yitzias mitzrayim, balelois.
He identified as 70.
He identified Okay, let's not use the word woke here. He identified as 70. Hare ani, the woke Haggadah. The anti-woke Haggadah. The anti-woke Haggadah. Hare ani kiven shimshon v'lo zechishi sheti omer yitzies v'shayim b'leilois. Ad shedarsha ben zoyma. Shenemar lemantiskar es yoim tseischa mi eretz mishrayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha hayomim. Kol yimei chayecha halelois. V'chachom oimrim yimei chayecha lemazeh kol yimei chayecha lohavi limos ha-mashiach. Wait a minute. If there's any passage that does not belong in the Haggadah, this is it. How did this get here? This is the question. What's the chilik between Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole year and Pesach? We have all the answers. So this is the whole year. This is Kriya Shema. You want to go say this passage? So before you say Kriya Shema every night, read this passage. Add to Myriv, add to the Myriv service, Omar Rebbe Eloz Ben Azariah, Hare Nikiven Shimshon, V'loi Zechiz Hishati Omer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. Ah, Chedorsha ben Zoima, Lamantiska, Seischam, Koy Mechayecha, Lahavi Halelois. Excuse me, tonight is the Seder is not Myriv. The Seder is Maschil Bignus Umisayim Beshvach. The Seder is Avubain. The Seder is Sipur, elaboration. The Seder is to relive the experience. Excuse me, this doesn't belong here. This is part of the question, not part of the answer. This, if you want to have this passage, put this in the Manishtan. What are we doing here tonight? Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. If there's one passage in this whole Haggadah that does not belong and sticks it like a sore thumb, this is it. Because this is bedafka not what the Seder is all about. This pasuk is telling you to do everything that you're not supposed to do on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, just don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim. No question, no answer, no gnus and shevach, no reliving, no elaboration. This is the wrong message. This is Myriv. This is not the Seder. It doesn't belong here. What? How did this get here? And don't tell me because Lohavi Mosam Mashiach, that's part of the passage. That's just what's going on over here? The answer, this is a message, and it's a Musa Haskel. How do you look? How do you look at the night of the Seder? We had a very good kasha. So do you look at the night of the Seder is a completely different time to elaborate upon Yitzias Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with what we do the whole year round. Like we said before, two passing ships in the evening. There's a mitzvah of Sipur of Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole year, and there's Sipur Lel Pesach. Hai lechud v'hai lechud. No relationship whatsoever. When you daven Maariv, you can close your eyes. You're living. It's Chanukah. It's Purim. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the middle of the winter. You're in Florida. You're skiing. It has nothing to do with Pesach. Seder, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is that the pshat? I think if not for it being in the Haggadah, I would say that's the pshat. The fact that it's in the Haggadah is an incredible Musa Haskel. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. All of the bonuses you have in life are rooted in the ikur. When you have a bonus, don't forget the ikur. Don't get carried away with the bonuses and forget about appreciating the basics. I know someone told me recently, a little bit older person, he says to me, I don't know who told this man. He says to me, you know, I support some of my children. Like every month, I give them a big check. I support. They can't survive. They work this that. One of them now has a good job. I don't know what he's going. They work. They couldn't survive on their own. I give them a nice check every month to supplement their income so they can get through the month and pay their bills. And then you know what I do once in a while? I give them a vacation. I send them away somewhere with their family, go to Eretz, I don't know, wait. Go, take your family, I'm paying for it, go. And it costs whatever it costs. But what it costs them when I send them away, it's less than what I give them every month. And when I go and I give them this bonus, they call me up and they lavishly thank me. And the kids write me a letter, a thank you, and they come and they lavishly thank me for the vacation. But when I give them a check every month, they don't thank me. It's their entitlement. You know, it's not their entitlement. I don't have to give you, I don't got to give you nothing. I don't got to give you nothing. Every month when I give them a check to help them pay the bills, they don't thank me. They just, when I give them a vacation, do they thank me with such a lavish thank you? And he told me, it really bothers me a lot. It bothers me. Why don't they thank me for what I do for them every month? And they're only coming to thank me when I give them on a vacation? It bothers me. It really bothers me. This is what he told to me. This person told to me. And, you know, it shook me up a little bit. And when I was preparing the Haggadah, this leaped out of the page. It's exactly that. If we would not have this passage in the Haggadah, we would be doing the same thing. Every single day of the year, we're only who we are because L'man tizkar es yoyim tzeischa me'eretz mitzrayim kol yimechayecha yimechayecha hayom kol yimechayecha halelos. Every day of the year. We go to Ma'ariv, lip service, right? Lip service. Some people, when they're starting Ma'ariv, they're looking at the telephone. They don't even know what they're saying. And here we come. Oh, it's Pesach. Oh, you go away to fancy hotels. You go here, you go there. You spend a fortune of money. Ribbono shel Olam, you took us out of Mitzrayim. How come you never thanked me the whole year? You barely gave it some thought. Zechores, Yom Asher Tzeischa, Kol Yimechayech, Yimechayom, Kol Yimechaleilois. It says it very bland terms. Zechor, just say the word. How come you never thank me what I do for you on a regular basis of Yitzias? Yitzias is not just once a year, the commemoration of the day when we came out of Egypt. The whole year, every single day, you're obligated to acknowledge what I've done in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Baal HaGadol put it in the Seder. During the Seder, you know what? During the Seder, when you have the matzah, and you have all your grandchildren, and you have all the glamour and glitter, the smoke and mirrors you have over here, all the fancy stuff, and you're in a... Why don't you do a regular Shema Yisrael, a regular, say the Pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeisi Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Elokim. Why don't you do, thank me for the basics. Thank me not for the Sipur, with the Maschel Bignus, the Messiah B'Shvach, and the Ovoy Subonim, and the reliving, and the elaboration. Why don't you do tonight, give me a big thank you, when you have the whole show, the regular Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, just, you know, the boring one, without all the fancy Briskerov upgrades. Why don't you do that? That's what we do. That's exactly the point. This passage on the surface, it really doesn't belong here. This is the Briskerov's question. This is the fifth question of the Haggadah. It's not. It's the intro question. What's the chiluk? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tonight is different. So this doesn't belong here. Get rid of it. This is the regular stuff. Pumfakert. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take for granted the ordinary. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim, what you say every single night, which is rooted in this pasuk. That's the Musa Haskel. When someone gives you a vacation, by the way, I want to thank you what you do for me every single month. The vacation is just a reminder to have a karas hatoiv for the basics. Okay, that is this vart. Now, let's go to another vart. I wrote down, oh, it's already 12 o'clock. Oh, yeah, so let me just tell you a quick one. I have to do more tomorrow. I don't remember what I wanted to say. I wrote it down. Okay, let's see what we have. We can go very quickly, what we can do in the last few minutes. All right, let me just tell you, just one more point I wanted to mention over here. On Benzoma. This is a very famous var, but in the context of what we just said, it has a little more emphasis. And that is Ad Shadarsha. This is a classic, ancient vart. Ad Shadarsha Ben Zoyma. Who is the one that said this? Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah. The one that was Mechadesh, that you have to say Kriya Shema every single night, was not Ben Zoma. It was Rabbi Eloz Ben Azariah. So who needs Ben Zoyma? Omar, Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah, Harani. By the way, this is the very beginning of the Haggadah. This thing with the basics is before you even start the Haggadah. You have the Maisa, and the basis is the first thing in the Haggadah. Omar ben Azariah. So who gets credit for this? Rabbi Eloz ben Azariah. Who needs Ben Zoyma? Haredik ben Shimshon, v'loi zuchisi shetei omer yitzias mitzrayim balelos, ad shedorsha ben Zoyma, shenemar. So the first one explained, the one that said this vart was Rabbi Eloz ben Azariah. But no one paid attention. No one cared. The one that got credit was Ben Zoyma. You know, like Einstein. Einstein gets the credit for the theory of relativity. You know, there were other people also involved. There's certain times you see that there's a mazel. Daf Yomi. Such a novel concept. To learn a daf a day. Such a novel concept. Not a novel concept. In fact, there were dafyomis before of Meir Shapiro. There were dafyomis. There's documented. How come dafyomi of Meir Shapiro? Ad shadarsha ben Zoyma. Whatever the reasons are, the Ribbono shel Olam has it that he wants certain people to be the ones who are the catalyst to change the world. Even though the ideas and the concepts can be very simple, can be ready known and popular. You know, if Arshel would have not, if we would not have translated the Shas, someone else would have done the same thing. They would have done it also. There are plenty of people, cable people. It would have been done. That's what he said. The Bavli would have been done. There would have been something like the time has come. The Ribbono shel Olam gave him a gift. He was the one who spearheaded the project, the Klal Yisrael. If not him, he's what he said. You know, there are a lot of publishers out there, there are a lot of projects that are going out there in the Velt. The Sifta. Okay, there are a lot there. There's a need that gets done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in very interesting ways. He selects the people he wants to be the ones who are going to be the catalyst to change Klal Yisrael. Our school, they did the Shas. Rav Meir Shapiro was the one who instituted Daf Yomi. And everything in life is like that. There's a yeshiva. So if there wasn't a Torah Vedas, well, there would be no yeshivas? There would be someone else who come along and make a yeshiva. So why? Hashem wanted Rav Shlomo Zalman Mendelovitch, he wanted this one, he wanted that one, he wanted certain people to be the ones involved. Hashem has his reasons. Rabbi Eloz ben Azariah is making a statement. I was mechadish this halacha. Guess what? I don't get credit for it. You know who got the credit? You know who's the catalyst? Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma. Ben Adshadarsha Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma was one who expounded upon it, but I'm the one who really originated it. That's on the Mefarshim and Agada. Why is this critical before you begin? The next thing is the Arba Banim. And it goes together with, it's because, question. You have a say, we won't ask this question. Yeah, we'll finish it very quickly. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How come no one homeschools their children in the yeshiva world, in Limudei Kodesh? Maybe Limudei Chol you homeschool, but do you see anyone homeschooling their children for Limudei Kodesh? Do you ever see anyone? I don't send my child to yeshiva. It's a crazy institution. I homeschool them. How come no one does that? Because they can do it better in yeshiva. They can do it better. They know how to do it. They have rebbeim, and they have a whole system, and they have money, and they have this. They do it better in yeshiva. That's why I don't homeschool. They do it better. It comes to this Pesach night. Tonight is the night we have to teach the children about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you wanted to tell your children across the street, the neighbor across the street has a beautiful home. They have much better food. The father is an entertainer, and he's a Rebbe, and he's a Talmud Chacham. My child, I'm telling you, he can do the mitzvah of Igarat Levincha much better than me. So why don't you go across the street and sit at that Seder, and I'll what? Older, they get older. They get older. Well, they're not here. But generally speaking, did you ever see someone tell this child, go across the street, he does a much better job than me? No, but you're there. Right, you hear the question. You never heard someone say, listen, yeshiva, I don't homeschool you, it's my mitzvah, but I go give it to a shaliach. So if you got to, levincha means, you know, you can find today, go, they're much better. No. That's, before you start, baruch hamakam, kineged arba bottom, the hakdama. The hakdama to the arba bottom is, ad shedarsha ben zayma. Yeah. Reb Loz ben Azariah, he's the brilliant machadesh, he came up with this. But no one listened to me. Ben Zoyma, somehow, he may not have been the biggest Talmud Chacham. He had that koyach to let this halacha be known to the Welt and accept it. The Baal HaGad is telling every father, the guy across the street may be better than you, may be smarter, may have a nicer house, may have all the milas. You're his father. There's something about you with all your chesroinos that will connect with your child and will hit a home run that he cannot do across the street. Even though on paper and technically he is the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah across the street, you're Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma connected Elazar ben Azariah doesn't hold a candle. I don't know if you could say that, but Ad Shadarsha Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma was matzliach in teaching Klal Yisrael to say Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the one who invented it. He was the inventor. How come he doesn't get credit? You know, that's the way it works. There are people that are their koyach, but Ben Zoyma, his niche, was the one who was Shadarsha Ben Zoyma. Your child would now, when you're about to talk to the Kineged Arbo, Bonim Dibra Torah, you're about to teach to your four children, don't go tell your child, go across the street. Across the street, you know who's there? Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. I'm only a Ben Zoyma. I'm just an ordinary guy. I don't even have a name. I'm a nobody. Zoyma. Oh, he was a famous person. I'm the Ben Zoyma. I don't even have a name. Who am I? Across the street, they know how to do a seder like you never saw. No. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's the one that had the idea. Every night. Who's the one that was successful in connecting with Klal Yisrael Halacha L'Maisa to do it? An anonymous person. A Ben. No name. A no-name person. His father was a famous person. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. It was named Zoma. Doesn't say Rebbe Zoma. Who we have to even know? Even though it may be true, there are a lot of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah out there in the Welt, and all you're an anonymous person. It's the same thing. You may be a Ben Zoyma, but Ben Zoyma was Matzliach at Shadarsha and made an impact. You can make an impact on your children, whether you believe it or not. And therefore, now when you understand the achrayis you have, despite the fact that you're a Ben Zoyma relative to Elazar ben Azariah, now you can begin with Baruch HaMokim Kineged Arbo'o Bonim Dibra Torah. All right, let's stop here. To be continued. Amen.